There's just so few public health laws that I know really working on chronic disease prevention. I mean, there's some in academia, there are some good people in the California Health Department, for example, who I've met. You know, you've got resources like Public Health Law and Policy, a group up in Oakland that's funded by Robert Wood Johnston Foundation. So there are some people who are, would be au fait with the issues. I suppose you need to... all I'm really trying to do is raise consciousness this afternoon about, you know, we read in the journals about, oh, we should do this and we should do that, and it's identified at a kind of level of generality, a few sentences on this, a few sentences on that. Well, if you want to take it beyond that, you can't just wish these things into existence. And most changes in the local environment, the built environment, will somehow involve legal and government processes. So we need to map what's the next stage and the legal processes for getting that. So we need partnerships, you know, we need partnerships. Lawyers can just make it clearer, I think, so we know what to advocate for. Yeah.
In the back?
You know, for all its, I mean, as a non-American, you know, we hear about American individualism, and you know, your dislike for the central state, your dislike and distrust of government and taxes and everything else. But you're leading the world by a wide margin when it comes to the law of obesity, and I think it's, and a lot of it's being driven at the state level. It's, you know, you have a weak federal sphere, and so the innovation is occurring. The innovation is occurring at local and city level, as far as laws are concerned. And you might not think of, you know, what's happening in schools or, you know, all these sorts of things, but there are legal innovations. You know, all the menu labelling in New York City, the trans fats. There's been some, you know, movement around schools, land use planning. You know, we're not doing this stuff in Australia. We've got a lot to learn from you. So all I would add to that is that law can be most helpful when it's changing the environment rather than dictating how individuals should live their lives. Obviously, you know, the law can't tell you what to eat or not what to eat. But if it creates an environment that makes healthier choices easier for you to make, well, you know, that's good for your freedom. It's not bad for your freedom.
Thank you. And that's a nice segue, I think, into discussion about our childhood obesity initiative here locally in San Diego County. I'm going to give you an overview and some background, and I will be followed by three of my colleagues who are leaders in three different sectors that we work in, healthcare, schools, and the government sector as well. I'm going to give you some background, and they're going to follow with more specific information about the work that they've done and the accomplishments that they've all achieved in their individual sectors. Our hope is to give you really useful information that will help you and your individual communities to do the same kind of work that we've been able to achieve here in San Diego County. So I will start by just giving you a brief overview. This is our map of California, and you can see us down here at the very bottom. San Diego County has a population of over 3 million. It's very large in geographic size, as you can see, over 4,000 square miles. We have 18 cities in the county, as well as unincorporated areas as well. 59 miles of beaches, and we are isolated from other California cities. To the south, obviously, we border Mexico. To the west, we have the ocean. To the east, we have desert. And to the north, we have Camp Pendleton, which is a fairly large military base that separates us from Orange County. And that gives you an idea. You can see some of our demographics. Obviously, we have a very high Latino population, and you can also see our rates of overweight, despite some who believe that because we have such a beautiful environment, everyone can be outdoors exercising all the time. Our rates are just as high as those of other regions of the country. Our effort began several years ago with the leadership by two of our county supervisors who really stepped up in a way that I think was ahead of the curve to recognize the potential impact of childhood obesity on our population. They joined together with a nonprofit organization, Community Health Improvement Partners, a coalition on Children and Weight San Diego, which was several hundred organizations all focused on obesity prevention, and developed a steering committee for the purpose of developing a comprehensive countywide plan to deal with obesity in San Diego County. Our concept was to bring together both the public and the private sectors, not one or the other, but really to create a way for the public and private sectors to come together around this bigger issue, and to what we call check your agenda at the door. We realize that everyone has their own individual issues and agendas with their organizations, but we also realize that this issue of obesity prevention is bigger than all of us and one that we all need to work on together. We also recognize that many efforts were currently underway related to obesity prevention. Our effort was to build on those efforts, not to really start from scratch. And importantly, our focus was on environmental and policy change, not individual behavior change. That is very important, and we also believe that it has to happen alongside policy and environmental change for true sustainable change in this area to happen. I'm sure you've probably seen this quote perhaps even earlier today as I have, but it's important to note that we use the ecological model of health promotion and that our focus, again, is really on policy and environmental change with this initiative. So our efforts began doing formative research. It included rigorous literature review, looking both nationally and locally about strategies that might be effective. We conducted key informant interviews. We're lucky enough here in San Diego County to have some nationally known experts in the field. We also conducted a series of work group meetings, inviting a couple hundred participants, and broke these groups out based on the individual sectors that they work in. We really wanted to hear from as many people as possible, their feedback, their input, what's working, what is needed, and really to build on their expertise. We also wanted to be sure that we included input from community residents. We knew how important it was to hear from them. How are they dealing with this issue of childhood obesity in their individual neighborhoods, communities, and families on a day-to-day basis? So we held a series of six regional meetings in multiple languages, really went into the communities to talk individually with people and hear from them what's working in your community and what are the gaps and barriers that you see we need to fill. We pulled all of this information together. It took about a little over a year, to conduct all of these meetings and get all of this input. We commenced this effort, and then finally we're able to publish a childhood obesity action plan. And at the end of my presentation, I'll give you our website where you can download a copy of the plan. The plan was published in January of 2006. And you can see we had a large press conference, we had our county supervisor speak, our public health officer, and many community residents and individuals who were able to give us their feedback as part of the key informant interviews. But it didn't stop there. We didn't want to just create a plan and have it sit on the shelf. It was very important. Especially to our leaders in the County Health and Human Services Agency, that we move this effort forward with some funding and effort toward implementation. And so I will tell you that our action plan focuses on seven key sectors, or what we call in our nomenclature domain areas, and these include county and city governments, healthcare systems and providers, and we use the term healthcare very loosely to include not just hospital systems and providers, but also health plans, county public health, and others. Schools and before and after school providers to allow us to focus on the entire school day for school-aged children. Childcare and preschool providers, kids ages 0 to 5. Community faith and youth organizations, and media and marketing, and businesses. So those are the seven sectors that we have identified. We've identified strategies in each one of these sectors. I've just listed a few here. There are many more listed in our action plan, so I encourage you to download a copy. You can see there are just a few examples of policy and environmental changes that we feel are important. The strategies I should mention in the action plan are not meant to be all-inclusive or even necessarily prescriptive. They're just a starting point and ideas that we felt would really get us off the ground and get this effort started. So you can see our purpose here is to create and mobilize partnerships, not necessarily through our initiative to implement these strategies ourselves, but we realize for this work to be truly sustainable over time that these efforts need to come directly from our partners, from the public and the private sector. Our funding for the Childhood Obesity Initiative came similarly from both the public and the private sectors. Initially, funds came from the County Health and Human Services Agency and from our local First Five Commission, which is funds, for those of you not from California, from the Tobacco Tax Initiative. The county contracted with a local Community Health Improvement Partners, again an organization that worked on development of the plan, to direct the initiative. And we have, in addition to two paid staff members who work on this project, myself and a coordinator, we are lucky enough to have the support of hundreds of organizations and individuals. Very notably, the county has really stepped up. Two of our panelists here today actually work in county public health. They have provided ongoing support, not only financial support, but also support in terms of really making not just chronic disease management, but obesity prevention a key effort that they have devoted time and energy to, and staff support as well. This is just giving you an idea of how we work. We have a leadership council that serves as our board. Like everything we do, public-private collaboration, our leadership council is co-chaired on the public side by our county public health officer, Dr. Wilma Wooten, and on the private side by a local physician, Dr. Nikki Fantides, who's a fairly well-known public health advocate here in San Diego County. You can see all seven of our domains are represented here. And the structure that we've designed is such that we began by identifying key leaders, or what we call champions, in each of the seven domains, met with them, developed relationships, and asked them to really serve as a way to catalyze and bring together their peers and colleagues to the table to work on implementation of the strategies outlined in the action plan. And so that's where you see work groups kind of underneath and supporting each of these domains. In addition, we, on a quarterly basis, bring all of our domain champions together. We want to be sure that this work is not being conducted in silos, as it more traditionally has happened. We want to be sure that there's plenty of opportunity for cross-domain collaboration and really connecting the dots and making sure that opportunities are not only identified but acted upon. In addition, we have an evaluation committee that has assisted us initially by conducting a process evaluation, looking at our model and determining ways that we can make improvements. Now, I don't expect you to read this slide necessarily, but this is just an example of the different levels of engagement with the initiative and the different partnering organizations that have stepped up to work with us. I mentioned our leadership council serves as our board, and told you that we have both public and private partners at that table. Domain champions, including those who are with us today, include County Public Health, as I mentioned, County Department of Parks and Recreation, our Rady Children's Hospital, our local Children's Hospital, Kaiser Permanente, and others in each of our seven sectors. We have the domain work group members, again, hundreds of organizations that are working in many different ways to implement these strategies, and other partners as well that serve on our evaluation advisory committee and others. I mentioned that we have two paid staff, myself and a coordinator. Our role really is, I like to call myself more an air traffic controller than anything else. We think it's important to have someone knowing what's going on in all of these different areas so that we really can facilitate the kind of connections that we feel are completely necessary to make sure that groups are working together. And so I work very closely with domain champions. Myself or staff member participates in all of the work groups and try to make sure that we connect these dots, which I think is probably making these connections is the most important role that we can play. We also oversee evaluation, media relations, and other ancillary activities with consultants. And as I said, connecting the dots is the most important thing that we've done. I've listed here a few accomplishments, and I've separated these out into three categories. I'm not going to go into these a great deal because we are lucky enough to have the individuals here who are actually doing this work be able to tell you in more detail about their accomplishments. But as you can see with policy development, we've really made inroads, and Tracy Delaney will talk to you about the work, the really groundbreaking work that she's done, and this will build, I think, on Roger's presentation talking about how policy can impact health. In the nutrition area, we've had, again, the support of our county Board of Supervisors who've passed policies related to vending machines and so forth. We've got Naomi Butler here who is working on a countywide lactation accommodation policy, and I apologize for using the word breastfeeding. That county's a little fussy about using the B word, so we call it something else. We've also made recommendations and have provided a clearinghouse on our website for policies so that everyone is not having to completely recreate the wheel every time we do. We see a good and best or promising practice in this area. Lots of environmental changes have resulted as a result of the work of all of our partners. And again, we're going to see some great examples of this by our other speakers. And we've also done a lot of work in terms of community engagement and awareness. In September of last year, 2007, we held a childhood obesity summit. We invited partners from all seven sectors to come and really learn more about the work that is going on in each of the other sectors as another way to connect the effort and create more awareness. We had over 650 participants come that day. It was a full-day event, and it was really, I think, a fantastic showing of how excited and collaborative people here are in San Diego County. Our county public health department, with the leadership of Tracy Delaney, recently held a conference that was just amazing and groundbreaking, bringing developers, architects, planners, experts in land use and transportation planning together for the first time, really focusing on how our built environment and the design of our communities impacts health. It was a fantastic conference. And are you going to talk more about that, Tracy, or no?
No.
Oh, well, look, she's glowing over there. We've done advocacy trainings for physicians helping them understand why it's important for them to get outside the four walls of their office and really to help us work to advocate for policy and environmental changes. Similarly, Naomi's doing work with parents, helping them advocate for effective wellness policies in the schools. We've received some national recognition that I won't go into, and we also have a video on our website that I think does a really good job, 7-minute video, explaining what we mean by policy and environmental change and our approach. So it's really more for the lay public, and it might be helpful to you in your efforts. Very quickly, I'm going to go through some steps that we think will help you as you build these same kinds of efforts in your community. I mentioned that our efforts really started with the leadership of two of our county supervisors, and our public health department, it's very critical that the political will is there. We heard, those of you who were in the last presentation heard this concept of grassroots to treetops. We feel that both elements are necessary. It's important to work at the policy level and get your policymakers on board and educated. It's also important to get your community residents educated and advocating for these kinds of changes themselves. It's that meeting in the middle that's very important. It's important to bring your partners together to agree on a common vision, and in this case for us, it was agreeing that we needed a countywide plan. The formative research is important. Talk to your stakeholders, and I will also recommend that you cast a very broad net when you talk to your stakeholders. Don't leave anyone out. You really want to make sure that you avoid any kind of finger-pointing or discounting of your ultimate effort because there was someone you forgot to get their input. Creating a written plan, in this case the action plan, was very important. It gives us a document that leads our efforts and helps us really to to kind of point to and go back to as we move forward. An evaluation plan is very important. It's difficult, I will tell you very frankly, to evaluate a kind of effort that focuses on policy and environmental change. A lot of people want to really just focus on outcomes, and so that has been one of the challenges for us. Developing an infrastructure has been important for us. Again, you need to include representation from all partners, from the public and private sectors. And I mentioned to you the importance of having someone in that oversight role. Think broadly about your partners and outside the box. You need to get away from your typical partners, I think, and really think very, very creatively about bringing non-traditional partners in as well. Create tangible products. You're going to hear about some of those today. And funding is needed at all levels and by everyone, basically. We all know the challenges there. So a few challenges, other challenges besides fundraising that I'll go through and then I'll finish up. This is new work. We're at kind of the forefront of this concept of policy and environmental change. There are a few communities that are quite far along, but not a lot. And we like to say here in San Diego that we're building the plane as we're flying it, because we don't really have a lot of models for how this will work over time. That is a challenge. A couple domains, business and media domains, for example, have been a little more difficult to engage. It's not a huge stretch to convince our healthcare partners that childhood obesity is something we need to focus on, but when you're dealing with businesses, you have to take several steps back and really help them understand why they should care about obesity and what it means to their bottom line, and really kind of meeting people where they are. Media is another area that's a challenge. The media constantly wants to go back to individual behavior change. We just had it locally in our local newspaper, a two-part series on childhood obesity that was really about people taking their kids down to Tijuana for bariatric surgery. Fortunately, in one of yesterday's sessions, I actually got to talk to the reporter, and we're putting him on a new path now. So this is a great opportunity for me. Politics. I mentioned the key to our efforts was the support and engagement of our county supervisors. It can also be challenging. Leaders change, politics change, funding comes and goes, and so it's always a challenge, I think, dealing with the governmental and public side of our effort because of all of those constant changes and juggling. Recognizing partners, we found, is very, very important, making sure that everyone who has a place at this table is recognized for their incredible work. And I mentioned to you the challenge of evaluation. So here's my information. This is our website, where, as I mentioned, you can get a copy of our action plan, or you can contact me and I can send you a hard copy as well. I also encourage you to take a look at the video, which is on YouTube. I can't believe that I have something on YouTube. My kids are very impressed. But it's also, the link to this is on our website as well. So now I'm going to introduce Phyllis Hartigan, who is one of the leaders in our healthcare domain. Phyllis is a program manager for Rady Children's Hospital in San Diego, Center for Healthier Communities. She has more than 17 years' experience managing community-based health promotion programs. In her current role, she's responsible for the development, implementation, and evaluation of health promotion initiatives, addressing maternal and child health issues, including childhood obesity prevention, tobacco control, maternal depression, and injury prevention. So, Phyllis?